Crank it up. It's time for the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude. Brenham Sports Line is brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Hair Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. Tonight, it's Brenham Cubbett softball. Tonight on the Brenham Sports Line. And props going out to Heine Manush and his all-star band as we crank up another week of the Brenham Sports Line. Sports talk with a local attitude brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and Classic Hair Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And we want to welcome to the Brenham Sports Line here on AM 1280, KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com. And also, you can watch live at this very moment on our KWHI Facebook page. And as you can tell on our Facebook page, we have got a full studio as we are talking Brenham Cubbett softball here tonight here on the Brenham Sports Line, as we are now just about 25 hours away from the start of the 2019 season. And as we get ready for the start of the season, Coach Kitty Roberts is in studio along with a whole slew of players. We'll introduce the players here in just a moment, but Coach, welcome back to the Sports Line.
Thank you for having us all. I know it's a lot of us in here.
it's a full house, I'll tell you. And, of course, the reason it is a full house is because, Coach, you've got 8 seniors on this team. What a senior class you got this year.
Right. They've been through it, you know, from the beginning and have worked hard, and I'm excited for another year with them.
All right, and we'll talk to the players here in just a few minutes. But first, let's talk about how things have gone so far. How have things gone the first couple of weeks you guys have been working out?
You know, I've been very happy with their effort and work in practice. I think that we've gotten a lot better on the defensive side of things, and that was something that we really needed to improve on from last season. So I'm looking forward to that. These last couple of days have been pretty tough with the weather. Our scrimmages got canceled on Saturday, so now we're just having to jump into it, and it's real time now. So anyway, practice has been going well. After this, we're going to go back and hit a little bit tonight, so we'll get prepared.
All right. And even though, you know, the last few days have been kind of nasty and ugly, it really has been a pretty mild fall and winter. So I would imagine the players have had an opportunity to actually be in pretty good shape when they started working out.
Yes.
When they started the actual practices for the start of the season.
We have been very fortunate. We've been on the field a lot. They've gotten to get a lot amount of reps compared to the last couple of days, I should say. Hitting-wise, I feel like we're really trying to focus on that. Offensively, it needs to be a strength for us. And right now, I would like us to be a little bit better with executing and things of that nature. So we've really been focusing on details and practice and taking time that maybe it's not at such a fast speed, but really breaking down a couple things to get us where we need to be with games starting.
And as you get ready for the start of the season, looking back on last year, I know it had to be a bit of a disappointment at the end of the season, and right away start focusing on, boy, now we got to come out, you know, on fire next year. Next year we've got to prove a point with such a big senior class and all that.
Yes, from the very beginning, we've been talking about our goal of postseason, and we've been working towards that every single day, being smart, being selfless, being aggressive. Those are all things that we've kind of been preaching as a coaching staff to them that are important for us to be not in the same spot that we were last year. We know that every game in district is a dogfight. You know, very good district. I was just thinking before we came in here how if we were in other parts of the state, we would make playoffs just by stepping on the field every single day with the talent of our team. But that's not the case that we're in. We're going to have to work to win every single one of them. So just trying to find, like I said, those little details and making sure that that happens. I think that we're in a good spot to be successful.
Yeah, it was kind of looking at things the last couple of days, and of the eight schools to make up the new district, District 19, seven have been in the playoffs the last 2 years.
Right. And, so. You know, the first round of district compared to the second round of district can be completely different as well. I mean, we're going to compete with every team that we play with. I can tell you that. It's just who's going to do the little things right, by the end of it to come out on top. So.
And what's the one thing as you go into tomorrow night's game, you feel you've got to see from this team? I mean, obviously early in the season, you're not going to see what you want your team to look like a couple of months from now. But what are the things you feel you've got to see right off the bat, first night out?
Energy. Number one, energy, having fun out there, I think, is my number one. We've been talking about pitch selection, so I would really like that to be having a plan at the plate, something for us to start working on. Like you said, we don't want to be great right now, but getting our bunts down is one thing that we've been struggling with since we started playing. So. Mm-hmm. I really want to focus on executing that way later in the year when the pressure's on us, those things kind of just come natural instead of being so difficult. But just kind of being smart in the decisions that we have, you know, keeping 0-2 hits from happening and just working through those situations. Like I said, defensively, we've made some big plays. I've been really happy with the way that they've came through, even with bases loaded situations. So if we continue to perform that way defensively, we're going to give ourselves a pretty good chance.
And what have been, you talked about the defense. What are going to be some of the keys when you put that lineup out there? What are some of the things that you're going to look for from players in defensive positioning for you?
Well, they, in general, to me, are just one more year under me. Mm-hmm. so we don't have to spend as much time in practice talking about situations and where we should throw the ball. Mm-hmm. We can really practice that instead of having to talk and talk and talk. So it's been moving a lot smoother. They're telling me, hey, coach, I should do that. And so I feel like they're all seasoned in where they're playing. We do have Kat at shortstop. So that's right now, that's kind of our newbie in that position. Everybody else has played mm-hmm. where they're at. So she's having to kind of just learn the game in that position. All so right. We're working with that. But they are also helping each other out a lot. So it's been fun.
All right. And of course, you mentioned this senior group, but also how? What about the rest of the roster as far as players who are going to make an impact from your juniors, sophomores, maybe some freshmen?
We have Jenna Hardy catching right now, mm-hmm. and Kramer Estes in center field leading off at this point. Now, Carly, she's been sick and out, so we've had a couple other kiddos step in and throw for us. Molly Voskamp has been working in the bullpen, as well as Kinley Mikulacic. She's a freshman. And then we also have Ella Pieper. Everybody to this point has been getting their little bit of time, so mm-hmm. I think everybody is just as important as the other one, whether it's going to be base running or what. We have a pretty small group, so I think they're all going to make a pretty big impact.
And of course, we mentioned tomorrow night is the season opener with Klein Kane, you're hitting the ground running, because then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, total of six games in 3 days, and no cupcakes in those next 3 days either.
No, and I told them, when it comes to tournaments, I always like to push us a little bit. That way, when we do get to district games, it kind of feels a little bit more normal instead of us being scared, you know. So I do like that. I know the next weekend when we go to Pearland, we have a tough schedule. All of our tournaments, we have people that I think that we're going to compete with, people that we're going to have a tough time with that are very good, you know, 6A teams, and then people that I think that when we step on the field, we should win. So I like the fact that we're going to be competing through most of all of them, whether I feel like we're going to win or not. I think all of them are going to be a battle. So,
all right. And as we mentioned, you brought your eight seniors with you. We're going to talk to them in just a minute. But we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to hear from the Cubettes.
Awesome.
Right. Sounds great. We are talking Cubette softball here on the Brenham Sports Line. Back with more right after these messages.
This is the famous Bud Light beer. It's not easy to brew a beer this easy to drink. It takes time. Bud Light is brewed for a long time to go down smoother, because we all know round two is when the real stories come out. Bud Light. We don't just brew beer. We brew beer for friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Budweiser distributor.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition, because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners. Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
Welcome back to the Brenham Sports Line, sports talk with a local attitude. Here on KWHI, and we are spending this evening's edition of the Sports Line with the Cubette softball team and Coach Katie Roberts. And Coach, of course, as we mentioned a couple of times, you've got a large senior class, and they are in the house right now with us.
They're excited to talk
yes,
to you.
They are. What a group. And if I guess what we can do is have you introduce each player. Will ask each player a few questions and move along that way.
Okay, I'm just going to start closest to me. This is Caitlin Whitehead, first base.
All right, and Caitlin, welcome welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, great to have you here. And how excited are you to get this season started tomorrow night?
I'm really excited. I think we're all pretty excited since it's our last year, so we want to go out with a bang.
And what are the things you feel that you guys have got to do right from the start for this to be a successful season?
Definitely, like Coach said, lots of energy. We have to play as a team and communicate. That's like a big part of winning, is communicating.
All right. And as far as this brand new district, a lot of tough teams this year.
Yeah, but we can definitely handle it. I mean, we're a pretty tough team too, so they should be ready for us.
All right, Caitlin, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thanks.
All right, Coach, and next up is?
We have Kat Marshall. As I said, she is playing shortstop for us right now.
All right, and Kat, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having us.
All right, great to have you here. And, of course, first of all, how excited are you to get this senior season going?
Oh, I'm super excited. I can't wait to play all these games, like, with all these girls, because they're all my best friends, so.
And wow, okay, we've had our first awe moment of the night. Now this is your senior year. You've been part of this program for 4 years. I mean, how excited are you that this is the senior year?
I'm incredibly excited. I think we'll be really good this year, and I'm excited to play the new teams in our district, so I don't know.
And what about Coach mentioned the new position. What about that?
Yeah, you know me, shortstop. it's different. Uh-huh. It's extremely different, considering that the last 3 years have been like catcher, third base, first base, and you don't have to move a lot at those positions. So that's the biggest change between all of them. But it's fun.
And, She's doing a good job.
And I was going to say, one of the things is, you know, the shortstop is kind of like the quarterback out there. You've got to make a lot of calls and things and make some defensive calls and such. How do you feel about taking on that that responsibility?
I like it. I enjoy being able to, like, not command the field, but in a sense command the field, I guess. I know it's fun.
All right. And And pretty confident you can backhand deep in the hole, fire a knee-high bullet to first?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. And how do you feel about going into the season and people with high expectations of big numbers from you offensively? The expectation, everybody's expecting you to have a big year. How do you feel about that?
It doesn't do anything to make me want to work harder to achieve those numbers. So.
All right. All right. Thanks, Kat. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. And next up, Coach, is?
We have Savannah Barté, left fielder.
All right, Savannah, welcome to the show.
Hi.
All right. Oh, there you go. Okay. And again, welcome to the show. There you go. Your mic was off.
Okay. Hi.
All right. And, well, Savannah, first of all, how excited are you to get things going and get out on the field tomorrow night?
Oh, just like Cass said, like, we're really excited, and we have a really good team this year, so.
And what are some of the things that you're looking most forward to in your senior season?
I mean, everything going through our last year together and all the district games, the new teams, the same people with our new incomers and all that.
And what do you think is going to be the most important thing that you guys have got to do this season if you're going to be successful?
I think scoring in the first inning and holding the other team.
And what are the things you feel that you need to do to help contribute to that?
I mean, execute our signals, do whatever is good for the team, go balls to the wall in the outfield.
All right. Savannah, thanks for being with us tonight. All right. And next up, Coach, you're in this giggle fest.
Yeah, y'all are going to have to bear with them. So a couple of them are very nervous.
Really nervous. I stutter a lot.
It should get better here at the end, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, we have McGee Eshte, third base.
All right, McGee, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and you've been, you've been a part of this program. Boy, it seems like forever. How do you feel about finally getting to your senior season?
Well, it's a little sad, but I'm super excited to go out and play with the girls that we've been playing with for 4 years and even before that. So I'm pretty excited to finish it up with them.
And what are the things that you think the team's got to do this year if you guys are going to be successful?
Well, Coach always tells us execution is key. That hashtag. So executing, scoring right off the bat, keeping those leads definitely is going to be the key this year.
And first, Coach was talking about the defense of this team, and that seems to be one of your fortes is defense. What do you feel you bring to the defense?
Well, being at third, I mean, you don't need a lot of range, but I mean, Amanda's really good at getting the ball to me to that little hole that we have between short, third, and pitcher. And so I think, right, her getting the ball to me and, I mean, everybody, but.
And playing third base in softball, there's just hardly any time to react. Mm-hmm. What's it like knowing that at any second that ball is just going to be right on you and you just got to make a play in less than a half a second?
It's kind of hard, not going to lie. It's scary. It's very scary. But Amanda's awesome at hitting her spots and not getting the ball in that sweet spot. And so, I mean, I think it's happened to me like two or three times my whole 4 years. So she's been really good about getting the ball lightly at me. And so I'm grateful for that.
All right. And what's going to be the key as you guys go into a district where every night you're going to be playing somebody, chance you're going to be playing somebody pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, scoring right off the bat, keeping those leads with our defense, executing is going to be key because if we're not, I know there's some pretty tough pitching in our district. So, I mean, getting our hitting runs down, slapping runs down, those are going to be the key things we need to do.
All right. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right. And next up, Coach.
We have Amanda Little, our pitcher.
All right, and Amanda, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
All right, great to have you here. And, boy, what do you feel like with the season getting ready to start tomorrow night?
Oh, I'm super pumped and excited. You know, ready to play with my 7 other seniors, soul sisters. So I'm excited for it.
All right. And now, of course, pretty much the same role you had last year. The number one pitcher in the circle, it's going to be pretty much you a lot early on in the season, and hopefully as the season goes on, just keeping that number one spot. How do you feel about the pressure of that, being the number one pitcher on the team?
Well, just knowing that I have the defense that I have behind me, it takes some of that pressure off, so it's not as nerve-wracking as one would think, having all these great teammates and great girls behind me, so...
And what are some of the things you feel are your strong suit when you're out there in the circle?
I have a lot of movement on my pitches. That's my number one thing. I might not have a whole lot of speed, but I do have that movement, so I can throw them off with my curves and my changeups and my drops. Just I have a lot of movement on my balls.
And what's the difference? Any difference this year now being a senior? Any difference in kind of like the attitude or the pressure or anything, or is it pretty much just the same as it has been?
I guess there's a little bit of a difference, but it's mostly the same. I'm with the same people. It's just pitching. It's just softball.
All right. And what do you feel, is going to be the key for as far as district play comes? You guys are going to, it's a tough district. What are the things you guys are going to have to do every night when you take the field in a district game?
We're going to have to come out hard, no mercy on them, like try to score at least one every inning, come hard, not let that fourth inning get to us because that was our struggle last year. So getting rid of that fourth inning curse and just keep on keeping on. So,
all right, Amanda, thanks for being with us tonight. All right, and next up, Coach.
We have Molly Voskamp. She has taken the role of pitching this season, which she did a few years ago as like a freshman, right? And so she's bringing it back up with that, and she also plays outfield.
All right, Molly, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having us. Hi, Coach Jay. Told her I was going to shout her out.
All right. Well, how excited are you to get the season going here?
It's super exciting. We've been working on it, working like through this off season and the beginning of practices so hard that it's finally here, and we're going to get the show rolling. So I know we're all excited to start.
All right. And Coach mentioned you're going to be doing a little bit of pitching here early on. How excited are you for that?
I'm actually really excited for it. I just did it because, like she said earlier, one of our pitchers is out sick, so I knew Amanda was going to need some help because, I mean, she's our number one, but she can't do everything all by herself. So just thought if there was someone else to, like, relieve some pressure off of her, that it would help her performance and the whole team as one.
And what are the things that you feel that this team has got to do, especially early with all these seniors, to make this a real successful season?
We just have to come out, like a lot of others said, with a lot of energy. We have to communicate. Communicating is like a big thing that we either struggle on or we really are good at. And our performance, can't get away. Our performance usually reflects how we like how much energy and how much talking we have and Quebec contact that we all make with each other. So it just kind of reflects off of each other.
All right, and by the way, the giggles are a courtesy of Kat. And what about the attitude of this team? Because this group has really been together for a long time, not just high school, but also a lot of you guys played Little League together and stuff. And what's it like being around this group that's been together for so many years?
It's so much fun. It's really unique because, yeah, like you said, not only are we around for this year and like the past years, but ever since growing up, and we are pretty much the same team as we were last year with like a few others and without some others. So it's pretty much the same as last year, and we all have that like bond and chemistry. So,
all right, Molly, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, and next up, Coach.
We have Caroline Schrader, right fielder.
All right, and Caroline, welcome to the show.
Hi, hello, thank you for having me.
All right, and what's been the most fun about getting ready for your senior season?
The most fun I'd have to say is that it's our last year together, and then we're going our own separate ways. And I think it's bittersweet to be with these girls for one last time before we all start our lives together, well, away from each other and doing our own thing. So it's really important to us that we make this a big one.
And what's it going to take to make this a big one?
I think for us personally that I think we need to take it game by game and not get too worked up. Take it inning by inning, at bat, make adjustments, and keep communicating like we all said. Communication is key, and just having fun and not getting too stressed out about everything.
And these first 3 or 4 weeks, you guys have been playing a lot of games. What's going to be the most important thing about all of these games over the first few weeks?
The most important would have to be communication and staying up the whole time. Never, like, say we get, like, 5 runs and then we dive down. We need to keep a high at all times and never go down. And I think that'd be a key point for us.
And what are the things that you feel that are going to be that are most important for you, the things you feel you have to do to contribute to the team?
Keep my energy up. Hype everyone up. Don't let them get down. We all make mistakes. We're humans. So we just got to keep it up and be positive no matter what.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. And next up, Coach.
This is our last one in here. Hannah Wormke, second base.
All right, Hannah, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having us.
All right, and how's everything been going so far, getting the season going?
Everything's going good, but right now my wrist is not working with me well, but I'm working through it, working through practice. It's been really fun so far this year.
And as far as the wrist and everything, what's the prognosis of you being 100%?
I'm almost 100%, but okay. Like one more week and I should be out of it. I'm good right now. I'm kicking through it. I'm still working my butt off. All of us are working our butt off to start the season.
Oh, so it's not like you're on IR and you get to sit there and watch practice.
No, I'm still working. Yes, sir.
It's a little lemonade.
No.
Okay. Now, as far as this season goes, what are the important things that you guys have got to remember this season?
Like they said, the important things is communication. That's a big key about the sport is having good communication. It's the little things that we always have to do to pick on. But just go out there and have fun with our friends. Enjoy the game.
And this is a tough district this year. Is it kind of not a great thing, but is it nice knowing that you got to have a little bit of an edge because you're going to be playing pretty good teams almost every night of district?
Yes, every good team that we face gets us better to the next game. Like when we play A&M Consolidated, College Station, they're good teams, but we can compete with them. It's just you learn what you learn from your mistakes from each game.
All right. And as far as, I know it had to be disappointing the way the season ended last year. How excited are you that, hey, you know, it's a tough district, but, you know, we're going to postseason and we're going to take it to Austin. What do you think about that?
We're going to do it this year. We're going to go to playoffs. We're going to go to state. That's our goal. But we got this. This year we're working our butts off, but we're going to make it to playoffs this year. I believe in us.
All right. And Hannah, thanks an awful lot for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right. And Coach, when you listen to your players, your 8 seniors here, what were some of the things that went through your head?
Well, they've been listening to me, I think. That's the first thing.
Wow, that's a first when a coach says that.
Yeah, apparently they've been listening to some of those things I say quite often. The other thing that popped into my mind for sure was, you know, say that we do fall in a district game, we have to make sure that we, you know, take one game at a time and that we bounce back from those things. And I know Caroline mentioned that a little bit, but making sure that we don't get in spells to where we're losing multiple things at a time, that we're able to come back, refocus, and make sure that we're getting better at something every game that we play. So,
all right. And Coach, we've got news coming up here in just a minute, but after the news, you guys want to stick around and we'll maybe have some fun here for a few minutes?
Sure. Yes.
All right. We're going to keep it going here with the Cubette softball team. This is the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude, and we will have more Cubette softball coming up, and Coach Roberts said we will talk with more of the Cubettes. As we continue here on KWHI, a reminder that tomorrow night's game, 6:30 first pitch, 6:10 pregame with Doug Brown and Tommy Lange, live from Klein Kane right here, ABC.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Mark Remillard. Lawmakers back on the clock while congressional leaders try to hammer out a border security deal to avert another government shutdown Friday. President Trump standing firm on his wall with Mexico.
We can have technology, we can have beautiful drones flying all over the place, but it doesn't work without the wall.
Democrats have now proposed capping the number of migrants ICE is allowed to hold in detention, which President Trump has been critical of. The president, meanwhile, heading to the Texas border town of El Paso tonight for a rally.
Immigrant services providers have gotten a jump on the president, holding a news conference flanked by Central Americans working their way through the asylum process. President Trump has characterized illegal border crossers as rapists and murderers.
The people that are here, they are of greater security to us than you, the members of the media that are here.
Ruben Garcia of Annunciation House says asylum seekers are being vilified for political reasons. Jim Ryan, ABC News, El Paso.
Another delay for President Trump's former fixer. A lawyer for Michael Cohen says President Trump's former attorney has to postpone testifying before the Senate Intelligence Committee tomorrow due to post-surgery medical needs. It's the third delay for Cohen, who will report to prison for financial crimes by March 6th. Bipartisan backlash against freshman Congressman Ilhan Omar for a controversial tweet.
In a statement, Omar said she, quote, unequivocally apologizes and that she is being educated in the, quote, painful history of anti-Semitic tropes. Omar had tweeted that House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy's views on Israel were, quote, all about the Benjamins, suggesting that they were dictated by money, a concept that has deep roots in anti-Semitism. Earlier, House Democrats, including Speaker Nancy Pelosi, called Omar's words, quote, deeply offensive, and some Republicans called for her removal from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Allie Rogan, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
Stocks ending the day mixed ahead of trade talks with China. The Dow lost 53 points. This is ABC News.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
A good night's sleep starts with the right pillow. That's where MyPillow comes in, and we're excited to announce the new 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special tab, and save 50% off the 4-pack, which includes two MyPillow premiums and two go-anywhere pillows. Use promo code SKY at checkout or call 1-800-635-1825. That's 1-800-635-1825, or go to MyPillow.com, click the 4-pack special tab, and use promo code SKY at checkout.
Illinois' attorney general has petitioned the state Supreme Court to order a new sentence for former Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke, who was sentenced to nearly 7 years in prison for the death of Laquan McDonald. A New Jersey driver blaming Tesla's autopilot for a crash.
The driver of the Tesla Model X had intended to go straight as he approached an intersection in North Brunswick, New Jersey. That's when, he told police, the vehicle's steering wheel suddenly pulled to the right, locked in place, and showed a message about detecting a new lane. In prior accidents involving Tesla's autopilot, the autopilot was engaged. In this crash, it appears it may not have been. The driver said it unexpectedly took over, making a turn the driver did not want to make. The car ended up across two curbs, crashing into signs and ending up with extensive damage. There were no injuries. The driver was not ticketed. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
The Food and Drug Administration is warning consumers about companies illegally selling more than 58 products online that claim to prevent or cure Alzheimer's. The FDA says the drugs haven't been proven safe or effective. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm Joshua Blosky with another KWHI local news update. Fayette County authorities have recovered a stolen vehicle from College Station. Friday afternoon around 1 o'clock, the Fayette County Sheriff's Office was notified of a tracking device location from a laptop. The laptop was believed to be stored inside a vehicle that was reported stolen. Officers traveled to the location in the West Point community and were able to find the vehicle at a private property. Deputies found a male suspect in the vehicle, identified as 29-year-old Christopher Paul Butts of Somerville. Butts was charged with unauthorized use of a vehicle and taken into custody without incident. College Station authorities were notified of the vehicle being recovered in good condition. Officials are in the process of returning the vehicle and all items to the rightful owner. A Hempstead woman faces a theft charge after her arrest Friday at a Brenham department store. 25-year-old Elizabeth Roman was arrested just before 6 o'clock Friday night at the Brenham Walmart. According to police, Roman allegedly tried to leave the store with unpaid merchandise. She was charged with theft between $100 and $750. She was booked into the Washington County Jail. Washington County Commissioners meeting on Tuesday to look over a series of bids received. The county will open sealed bids for an oil and mineral lease on over 10 acres of county-owned land located on Bluff Road in Precinct 1. Commissioners meeting Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock at the county courthouse. The Burton City Council also meeting on Tuesday to look over a pair of audits. Council members will consider performing the annual audit of the fiscal year ending March 31st of this year, submitted by Medak & Oltman, LLP. They'll also look at accepting the 2017-18 Washington County Appraisal District audit and appointing a committee member from Burton to the 2019-20 Appraisal District Budget Committee. City Council meeting Tuesday afternoon at 5:30 at Burton City Hall. Forecast calling for potential thunderstorms tonight. Look for a high of 68 degrees, overnight low of 52. I'm Joshua Bloschke for KWHI, AM 1280 and FM 101.7.
When it comes to tough, versatile workhorses, nothing compares to Kubota's full line of RTV Series utility vehicles. Kubota's RTV X Series doesn't just lead the way on rugged dependability, it leads the pack. Right now, you can get zero down and 0% APR financing for up to 36 months, or great customer instant rebates when you purchase a Kubota RTV X utility vehicle. Now through March 31st, 2019. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Your Kubota dealer is WC Tractor in Brenham, Bryan, and Navasota.
Welcome to the world of performance, health, and wellness. Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder offers chiropractic care for adults, children, infants, and prenatal care, plus sports injury care and rehabilitation. Let her team of massage therapists help you relax and unwind from the stress of daily life. Don't neglect that nagging neck or back pain any longer. Relief is just a phone call away at 979-451-9111. The world of performance, health, and wellness is waiting to give you their full attention. 306 East Main in downtown Brenham.
And we're back here on the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a local attitude, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Class Care Cleaner, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And we are hanging out with the Brenham Cubitt softball team as they're getting ready to kick off the 2019 season tomorrow night. And Coach Roberts and the senior class is in studio with us. And Coach, we talked to all the players the first half of the show. Now we're going to have a little fun. I'll let you ask them some questions and see. But by the same token, in a few minutes, I'm going to let them ask you some questions,
ready
too.
For that.
So, and also, if some folks want to call in a question or two, 836-9937, 836-9937. And again, we've got the Cubitt softball team in studio, so give us a call, 836-9937, 836-9937. And one thing I do have to say, though, and while we were playing the news and everything, the whole world has changed. Phones, every player phones came out. Boy, we were punching and talking and looking. Boy, it was just for the whole 10 minutes that we were in that break, constantly on the phones. So now what's the rule regarding phones on this team?
When we get to our venue, I would say we take them. They have to be with us for the time being until the game is over. And then this is actually kind of fun. I'm glad you brought this up. In order for them to get their phones back, do you want to tell them?
Yes.
What do y'all have to do?
Yeah.
Do you want to give it to the category?
Do you want me to give it to
them? No, we're not going to practice this on here.
Do we need to just tell them what we do?
Go.
Yep.
Okay, got it.
The coaches give us a a word, and we have to sing five songs.
Well, it depends on how much.
Three.
Score on us.
Yeah, you mean move this over here so you don't hear that? Okay, coach gives us a word, and then we have to sing, like, the amount of runs scored on us. That's how many songs we have to sing for 30 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Like each song.
Like each song. All a cappella.
And they don't get their phones back until they have successfully done that.
Uh-huh.
So it's a little fun.
Not a bad idea.
Sometimes we're in better moods than others on the singing, but yeah.
All right.
So,
And I tell you what, we've got a caller. So let's go to the phones real quick. And Coach, if you want to put the headset on there, we'll. There you go. They should be. Or, well, that one's not. Oh, okay. I guess. Okay, that one is. All right. Let's go to the phones. And good evening. You're on the sports line. Yeah. Oop. Hello, you're on the Brenham Sports Line. No, oh, they hung up. Okay.
They're gone.
Well, they can call back. Call back 836-9937, 836-9937. Call back here on the Brenham Sports Line, and we will get you all set. All right, Coach, again, now you're going to ask a question of your players here.
Okay. I want to ask each one of them what they feel like they bring to the team as their strength and what one goal they have for themselves this season is.
All right. Who wants to take first? Who wants to take it first? Wow. What a surprise. Kat is moving towards the microphone.
What's that? Should I say my name?
Yes.
My name is Kat Marshall. What I bring to the team, I feel like I bring offense. Like I consider myself a pretty decent hitter, I guess.
Okay.
And one of my goals this year is 23 home runs.
Wow. Yeah, I like it. High expectations. That's it. Set your goals high. Okay. What's the reason?
Because if I hit 23 this year, then for all 4 years, it'll equal 60 career home runs.
Wow. Wow, okay. All right. Who's next? Who wants to go next?
I'll go.
Okay. All right, Caitlin?
This is Caitlin Whitehead speaking. what I feel I bring to the team is my mom attributes. I kind of keep everyone in check and make sure that they're doing everything right. And if they're not, I put them in line. And one of my goals this year is to hit 333.
Woo. All right. Very good. All right.
I'll go next.
Who else wants to? Anybody can do it. You don't have to if you don't want to.
I am McGee Ashtay. And what was the first question? Goals?
What you bring to the team?
Okay, what I bring to the team is my speed and able to get on base. Is that how you would say it? Yeah, ability. I get ability to get on base.
There you go.
So, and then one of my goals is to make postseason. So.
All right. There you go. All right, and anybody else want to give it a shot? Okay.
Yeah, this is Amanda Little.
All right.
One of my attributes, I would say, is my pitching, and I am a pretty solid bunter most of the time. My goal is to make first team all district for pitching this year, because last year I made second team, but this year I got it. I believe in myself, so.
All right, and next up?
I'm Molly Voskamp.
All right.
I like to think that I bring positivity and a fun sense of humor and funness. Is that a word? Funness to our team.
It is tonight. Funness is a word tonight.
Lively. No, that whatever. Anyways, and one of my goals this year is 100% bunt execution. Like Amanda said, I think I'm a pretty decent bunter. So.
All right. Who else wants to go?
This is Savannah Barte.
Okay.
I bring to the team, I think I bring like aggressive base running on the bases and then up to bat and in the outfield. And my goal is to have a better batting average this year.
All right. Next.
This is Hannah. What I bring to the team is my defense skills. I'm always hustling to the ball. I can always get down a ball. That's what I'm confident in. My goal is to have two or less errors in defense, but I got this. Last year, I couldn't really do it because I was out for 2 weeks because of my concussion. But this year, that's my goal, is two or less errors.
All right. Anybody else? All right. Okay. Go right ahead.
Okay. This is Caroline Schrader. Hi. And the attributes I bring to the team, I would have to say I bring energy and I make the team laugh a lot with my goofiness.
All right.
And I'd like to have a 350 batting average.
There you go. All right. I like it. Player admitting to being goofy. You got to have a few of those. It seems like this team's got more than its share of those goofy personalities.
Yes.
All right. Well, we do have a phone caller. Let's go to the phones. Good evening. Thanks for waiting. You're on the sports line.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good.
I just have a question. What are we doing to keep the team healthy and prevent injuries throughout the season?
We have a great training staff, so they are able to go before or after school to get any kind of treatment that they want, ice, etc. If they feel like something is, you know, bothering them or anything, they have every opportunity to get help with that they can get.
Oh, that sounds great. I just want to give a huge shout-out to Caitlin Whitehead. That's a great girl right there. You know, good luck this year, team. All right, y'all take it easy. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, thanks. All right. Appreciate the call, and I know that's not Caitlin's dad, because I know his voice.
No,
I hear that voice every
him.
Single day. So, but you got a shout-out. There you go. All right. This is the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude. We've got the Covet softball team in the house. And now, any of the players got a question for Coach Roberts? Any of you guys want to step up and ask Coach Roberts a question?
I have another one that I'm
ready for. Oh, you have another? Okay, I'll tell you what. While you're working on that, Coach, go ahead and give us the other question.
Okay, being an alumni here, I'm very proud of being a Brenham Covet softball player. Mm-hmm. So if they could give any advice to our younger Little League kids or anybody aspiring to be a Covet softball player in the future, what would they tell them?
All right. Ooh. We got, all right. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Coming into the Covet softball program, I think you need to be coachable and open-minded to any position, anywhere in the lineup, and just do what the coaches tell you to do.
Wow. There you go. Good advice.
All right.
There you go. Okay.
I think that coming in to the high school program, that you should work hard and always have fun no matter what, because those are the two most important things when playing.
All right. Anybody else? Anybody else with a suggestion?
I have one.
Okay.
I would say to them that, you know, you're going to have your off days, and that not to stress yourself out too much. Don't get so hard on yourself, and keep yourself up and be positive no matter what, and every day is going to get better and better.
All right. Not bad answers there, Coach.
Yeah, I would like to say that every time you step on the field, you have an opportunity as a little one to get better, to learn something more about softball. We hope to see them at some games. We are doing future, you know, Covets now. So come on out. Come on the field for the national anthem with us. We're excited to see everybody at games. So.
Cool. All right, and we did have a caller, but they got a little tired of waiting, so call us back, 836-9937, 836-9937. Now, does anybody have a question for Coach now? Okay, go ahead and ask your question to Coach.
Oh, well, we're going to put you on the spot.
Oh, okay.
I think, yes, I don't take credit for this. This is from our other coach,
uh-oh.
Coach Jay. It's going to get, yeah. Okay, it says, what frustrates you the most, and what are you most proud of us for?
Aww. Oh, that's two complete opposites, Coach.
Jeez.
Frustrating the most would be, I think, when you can just tell that people come to practice and don't give the effort that they're capable of giving, I think. The second thing would be whenever we don't listen and I have to consistently say the same thing over and over and over and I just want us to listen. That's my honesty in me. But other than that, I know that we're all not perfect and things like that are going to happen. I'm just a very competitive person, so sometimes my idea of frustration could be a little bit different on the scale there.
Do you ever have to bust out some of the old videos to show them just how competitive you were as
no,
a ball player?
No,
have they heard the stories?
I compete with them every day. Like I don't hide that.
Doesn't
warm
up at all. Comes up to bat. Hits like a home run.
Yeah. You still haven't lost that edge.
No, the other day somebody even said, you still got it. I'm like, yeah, but I was not happy with my bunting today. But yeah, I can still compete.
Top three in our small state contest.
That is right. I jumped in top three.
It means being one.
All right. Now, anybody else with a question for Coach?
I didn't get to talk about what makes me so proud.
Oh, okay. There you go.
What makes me so proud, number one, is being able to coach at this place. Like, I have a lot of love for Brenham.
So to know that every day I'm taking time away from my little one to be with people that have the same love for the game and things that I do is what makes me really proud. And they have been working hard, and as long as they continue to work hard, I feel great, and I feel like we're a good family. So that makes me very proud to coach this team.
All right. All right. And now anybody else with a question for Coach? Anyone, anything? No? Okay. All right. I tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break and hear from a couple of our sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to kind of wrap things up here on this fun night of the Brenham Sports Line. And so you guys can get back to practice.
That's right. We got to hit a little bit tonight.
All right, do a little more hitting. That's coming up here on the Brenham Sports Line.
When your clothes have to look good, trust them to Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market Street in Brenham. Your dry cleaning comes back in tip-top condition because quality work is what's important to the staff at Classic Care Cleaners. Classic Care specializes in dry cleaning and laundry services. They offer starched jeans and shirts, leather and suede cleaning, alterations, wedding gowns, and drapery cleaned and pressed. And upon request, one-day dry cleaning. And it's a promise. You'll look great in everything they do. Classic Care Cleaners, 805 South Market in Brenham.
February is African American History Month, and KWHI is celebrating by airing short programs recorded by Brenham High School students. Tune in this week each day through Friday every morning at 7:45 and 5:15 in the afternoon for informative programs on Black history. These African American history programs are sponsored by Brenham National Bank, Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, Emerson Process Management, and Citizen State Bank, urging you to celebrate African American history this month.
This is the famous Bud Light beer. It's not easy to brew beer this easy to drink. It takes time. Bud Light is brewed for a long time to go down smoother, because we all know round two is when the real stories come out. Bud Light. We don't just brew beer. We brew beer for friends. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mike Hopkins Distributing is your regional Budweiser distributor.
And we are back on the Brenham Sports Line, or I guess we can rename it Laugh-In tonight, because it's been a bunch of chuckles here. It has been a fun night with the Cubettes in the house. And we still got a few more minutes, so I tell you what, I'm going to go around, and we usually have fun sometimes when we've got some of the college athletes in here and talk about who their favorite athletes are. So we're going to go around and ask each one of the Cubettes who your favorite athlete is, whether it's a college athlete or a pro athlete, and it doesn't have to be a softball player. It can be a basketball player,
Molly's
baseball
ready.
Player, and Molly is chomping at the bit to get up here and go first. So go right ahead.
I don't think it's going to be a shock when I say this to my teammates, Alex Bregman. He not only is like good looking, he actually works really hard, like all the time. I follow him on Instagram off season. He's been working so hard. He's going to have a great season this year. I can just see it. He always is making himself become better. So like, it just goes to show he's in the MLB, and not only is he like just going to be comfortable where he's at, he's working to be better than he was last season. So.
All right. And is he going to win the MVP this year?
There's no doubt in my mind that, that you know what? You know, I don't know. I mean, he'll compete.
Yeah. All right. Good job. All right, Molly, thanks. All right, who's next? Who wants to answer?
I mean, I don't have a... Should I do baseball? Should I go football?
It doesn't have to be a baseball or softball player. It could be it could be anybody. Tiddlywinks, whatever.
Okay, I don't really have a favorite athlete. I mean, I just kind of fangirl over anybody I see. Like, at the softball field, a lot of them are, like, coaches now. So when I see them at the softball field, best believe I go and ask for a picture, even though they didn't play softball for, like, a whole 20 years. But I fangirl over college softball players.
Okay.
Any of them.
All right. There you go. All right.
Hey, we're
Thanks
playing his daughter.
And who is who's next? Anybody else?
Well, it's not really a current person, but
okay, doesn't have to be.
Do I say my name? Oh, okay. My favorite player would be Biggio, and it was pretty cool because last year at one of our tournaments, we played his daughter and we got to take a picture with him. So,
all right, very good. And I met him. He's a very cool guy. Very cool guy. Who's next? Who wants to step up and answer this? Anybody else? Anybody else? All right, Caitlin's going to give it a shot.
Okay, my favorite player, he's not currently playing anymore, but he was in, like, the NFL, is Colton Underwood. He is now on The Bachelor.
You win, you win.
The Bachelor. Wow.
Yeah, The Bachelor comes on at 7 tonight, so... We're recording it, though,
but
so it's okay.
You know we're dedicated when we're skipping the Bachelor.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're missing Galentine's Day.
Yeah,
for practice, you know.
Okay.
The rain.
All right. Anybody else with a sports idol they want to throw in there? Any more? All right.
Jesus.
Well, Coach, I tell you what, we've gotten
what about,
to the.
Yeah. What about you, Coach Roberts?
Oh, they're going to turn the tables on you now.
Okay.
Huh?
When I was playing, Craig Biggio was my man.
He was the man.
He was the number one whenever I was playing. Now I just watch and get excited over multiple athletes and how good they are. So,
all right,
my biggest proud moment now is when I get to see my athletes play at the college level.
There,
like, I'm
go.
Getting to catch up with them. That's, they're right, playing on TV. Like, that's an awesome feeling as a coach. So,
well, there you go. All right. Well, I tell you what, I think it's about time to wrap it up. What do you think? I think it's time to head on out to get some hitting in, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're very fortunate of the facilities out there, and I can't wait for you to get to go to the press box. We've
Absolutely.
Had a lot of support from the community, so I do want to give a shout-out to everybody that has supported us and the baseball program, that we can actually use that to better our, you know, skills tonight. So.
All right, and looking forward to it. Can't wait to get to the new press box, and look forward to it. Of course, Doug and Tommy are going to be in Klein tomorrow night, and then, of course, we'll be out there with live games Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We want you to come out and support the team. It's going to be from what I'm looking at, temperatures in the 70s. Overnight in the 50s, so it's going to be perfect weather for softball.
Rain chances have went down, which we've been praying for. So, yes, come out, please.
And if you can't make it, then go ahead and check it out right here on KWHI, FM 101.7, KWHI.com. Or bring your phone with you, listen to it, and it's like you got this
great... the best of both worlds.
Big TV. And then you can find out just how wrong us announcers are and how much of the stuff we're making up. So, but looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun 2019 season, Coach, and we can't wait for it. And can't wait for it to begin tomorrow night in Klein and end in June in Austin. How does that sound
wonderful.
To you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Kabetz, appreciate it. Green in the house tonight, and looking forward to the 2019 season. And thanks to you guys for being with us here tonight on the Sports Line.
Thank you for having us.
All right, and we will be back to wrap it up right after this.
Hospice Brazos Valley is celebrating 30 years of excellence in 2019. Please join the birthday fun at Hospice Happening on Saturday, February 16th at 6 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo Center. The evening features dinner, casino gaming table, silent auction, and live music by Texas Unlimited Band. Sponsorship opportunities are still available, and all are welcome to celebrate this community milestone. Help support the mission of the only nonprofit hospice serving the Brazos Valley. For more information, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org.
And we're back to wrap things up here on the Brenham Sports Line. It has been fun, to say the least, tonight with the Cubettes in the house. And we have certainly enjoyed it. Hope you did, too. Now, next week, we are going to be talking Cub baseball, as the Cubs will be kicking off the 2019 season next week. And Cubettes will be taking on Klein Kane New High School in Klein, and that is going to be tomorrow night at 6:30. 6:10 pregame. Doug Brown, Tommy Lange going to be there to bring you all of the action. And then everybody's going to be working this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, the Brenham Leadoff Classic. 6 games over 3 days, 5 of those broadcast live here on KWHI FM 101.7 and KWHI.com. Brenham will open up against Columbia at 11 o'clock Thursday morning, Port Neches Groves at 1 o'clock Thursday. Then the Cubettes will take on Gregory Portland at 5 o'clock Friday and Clearbrook at 7 o'clock. And then Saturday, Salado at 4 o'clock and St. Agnes at 6 o'clock. And, of course, as we mentioned, lots and lots of action here on KWHI. So we want to thank Coach Roberts and the Cubettes for being in the house here on the Brenham Sportsline Sports Talk with a local attitude. You've been listening to the Brenham Sports Line, Sports Talk with a Local Attitude, brought to you by Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, and by Classic Care Cleaners, South Market Street, Brenham, making sure you look great in everything they do. And we remind you that, again, we've got Cubette softball tomorrow night. 6:10 pregame, 6:30 first pitch at Kleinkade on KWHI. We'll see you again next week here on the Brenham Sports Line. Same bat time, same bat channel.